that coalition worked, first came up with the idea of shutting down the whole ministerial meeting, which we joked about, but in the end turned out to be true with 50,000 people surrounding the place. And one of those times that goes down in history as showing that people can come together and shine a spotlight on an organization that had worked in the dark and tried to create a global government for the corporate world.
Well, and I think that's one of the lessons from the Battle of Seattle 20 years later is that, yes, a people's movement can succeed. Can you talk about that? Like, how did that actually succeed in both shutting down the WTO and affecting corporate-led global trade agreements for the next number of years?
Well, there's a lot of talk these days about intersectionality, and that's exactly what we were doing back then and why it worked so beautifully. There were so many coalitions of interfaith groups, of different union groups, of peace groups, human rights groups, social justice groups, all kinds of groups coming together, because in different countries around the world, as well as in the U.S., people were seeing the negative effects of globalization. We saw in 1994 the NAFTA trade agreement that destroyed the lives of so many indigenous people, farmers in Mexico. We saw the stipulations that corporations could have a greater voice than governments in terms of how resources would be allocated. And so I think it is a great lesson today to say how what was then thought of as the biggest institution in the world that was creating the pathway, the direction for the entire global economy at a time when everybody said there is no alternative, it's only capitalism, for people to come together and put a stop to it was pretty remarkable. And it wasn't just shutting down that particular meeting. It was significantly clipping the wings of the World Trade Organization so that it has never recovered from that.